lettuce. If you were gonna buy some lettuce, you might ask for 3 or 4
heads.
Did you ever use that word heads talking about children?
Heads of children? I've heard that, but I don't use it.
Who is it who does use it?
I don't know if I've heard it here or read it.
Does it sound joking to you or serious?
I'm serious.
What about if someone had about 14 children?
14 head of children, yeah.
Or he really had a lot of children.
Bunch.
Did you ever say passel?
Yeah, just as a joke. But that would be how I would use it. But I have used the word as a joke.
How would you say that?
A passel of kids, a passel of this, you know, a large amount of something that would be funny to have a large amount of.
What about the expression, ride smart?
Ride smart, yeah, that's familiar.
How would you use that?
Right, like somebody said, guess what, I did so-and-so. Well, that was right smart of you.
Would you ever use it to mean passel, sort of? Like someone has a right smart of money, or a
right
smart?
No, but I think I've heard it like that.
And the outside of the ear of corn.
Husk.
Okay. What about the stringy stuff? The
silk.
And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
Corn on the cob.
Do you ever hear the expression roasting ears?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I mean, it's corn, but is that the tender part that you eat off the cob? Is that what you're thinking of?
That's what some
I imagine that is, but I've never used it like that. I never thought that that was the name of the type that you would roast. I don't know what I thought about roasting ears, but I have heard it, and I know that it's corn.
Do you ever hear the expression mutton corn?
No.
And are there different kinds of squash?
Yeah.
Do they have different names?
Yeah. I've just become familiar with zucchini. But there's a winter squash.
What does that look like?
I don't know. I've just read about it in recipes. And then there's the regular yellow garden squash that I'm more familiar with than anything else.
What about the white, black kind of squash? Does that have a special name?
No, if it does, I don't know.
And large orange thing that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains?
Mushroom.
Anything else?
Toadstool.
What's the difference?
There's not to me. No, I think toadstool was a childish name for them, but I realized they were mushrooms.
What about different kinds of melons that people
Mushmelon, watermelon, cantaloupe, I consider a melon.
What's the difference between mushmelon and cantaloupe?
I don't know. I don't remember ever eating a mushmelon. I've just heard about it all my life, and I'm sure I have, but I don't know. I don't know if it's the same color. It seems like it is, but I don't know if it is or not.
What about different kinds of watermelons?
Well, there's a round and a long, but I don't know their names, but I can't remember them right now. They're good. You like them?
I never liked them as a kid.
Is that odd? My goodness.
I was the only one
who
didn't.
Oh dear. I guess so.
What about something that people smoke?
Smoke?